Today's show is a bloody good time.
I'm so into blood right now.
And class is officially in session.
Miss Young is looking for a husband.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, October 19th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Time to bring on more love letters. Netflix has announced that its To All the Boys film franchise is launching a spin-off show based on Kitty Song Covey, the younger sister of TATV protagonist Lara Jean. Anna Cathcart will reprise her role as Kitty in the young adult dramedy titled XO Kitty. The 10-episode series will follow the titular teen, a self-proclaimed love expert, as she heads abroad with romance on the mind. However, according to an official logline, quote, when she moves halfway across the world to reunite with her long-distance boyfriend, she'll soon realize that relationships are a lot more complicated when it's your own heart on the line. Disney announced several date changes to its upcoming film slate, including the fifth installment of the Harrison Ford-led Indiana Jones franchise. That movie has been delayed nearly an entire year. Originally set to open next year on July 29th, it's been reset for June 30th, 2023. Other date changes announced Monday affect the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness has been pushed from March 25th, 2022 to take over Thor: Love and Thunder's old spot on May 6th of the same year, and that kicks off a whole domino effect. The fourth Thor movie, directed again by Taika Waititi, will now open on July 8, 2022, which bumps Black Panther: Wakanda Forever to November 11, 2022, which then bumps Captain Marvel sequel The Marvels to February 17, 2023, which then bumps Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania to July 28, 2023. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Number three. Now let's turn up the glamour and the horror for our number three pick, the Boulay Brothers' Dragula. The most delightfully horrific drag competition on TV is back for season 4, which will see 10 drag artists from around the world compete for a $100,000 grand prize, the largest in the show's history. Of course, they'll have to survive a series of fiendish challenges. There's no word on what those will be this time around, but past seasons have featured contestants jumping out of planes, eating bugs, jolting themselves with electric currents, and beating the hell out of each other in the middle of the desert. So, really, anything goes on this show. Here's a preview of season 4.
Hello, uglies.
Does anyone know why we're here?
You each have a 1 in 10 chance of taking home a $100,000 grand prize.
And may the best monster win.
It's my fault for letting you control me.
It is not time to let somebody upstage you.
You two are so nasty that y'all were plotting against her.
I can't wait to share my judgments.
You are in the bottom because of your look.
What a hideous outfit.
It was like you were dressed to go to the thrift store.
Well, there is truly nothing more frightening than that. By the way, this season's guest judges include Bob the Drag Queen, Vanessa Hudgens, and What We Do in the Shadow star Harvey Guillen. How very appropriate. You can find the season premiere of the Boulay Brothers' Dragula streaming on the horror-themed service Shudder right now.
Number two.
Shifting from drag queens to rap queens for our number two pick, Queens. ABC's new musical drama stars Eve Naturinaten, Nadine Velasquez, and Brandy as, respectively, the artists formerly known as Professor Sex, Da Thrill, Butter Pecan, or Pecan, however you want to say it, and Explicit Lyrics, a fractured hip-hop girl group whose glory days are well behind them. Estranged, out of touch, and living in the shadow of their late 90s success, the women are suddenly given the chance to reunite on the BET Awards stage. The big question, can they recapture their fame and regain the swagger they once had? Here's a preview.
Let's get this group back together.
Listen, everyone been asking about y'all. I want y'all closing out the BET Awards this Sunday. That's $50,000 for each of you.
I got 5 kids. I could use that money.
I am still active in my parish. There are things I can't say anymore.
It's one night. Splash some holy water on that ass and keep it moving.
So, a mom, a church lady, a disgraced daytime TV host, and a washed-up musician
are gonna be performing at the biggest black award show in the world in 4 days.
Tell me how this isn't gonna be a disaster.
We do it our way this time.
Two ambitious women everywhere.
Y'all are mad corny.
Maybe so, but on that note, here is Brandy on what it means to her to be part of a show starring 4 ambitious women of color.
To be a part of a cast that has 4 women of color as leads on network television is history. And I love being a part of history. I think it's where TV should be. And I think you have not seen this. And it's just so special for me to be a part of something as special as this. It's women empowerment. It speaks to me. It speaks to all of the women that are on the show. And it's going to speak to everyone watching. And I just think it's just great. It's beautiful.
Indeed it is. Queens gets off to a royal start tonight at 10 on ABC. It's trivia time. Brandy has been a regular TV presence since the 90s, but she made her Broadway debut in 2015 in what long-running musical? Chicago, The Phantom of the Opera, or Wicked? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. EW debuted the exclusive trailer today for Aaron Sorkin's Being the Ricardos. Be sure to check that out at EW.com. Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem make quite the dashing Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. That movie will hit theaters later this year, but Sorkin spoke to EW's Maureen Lee Linker yesterday, and she asked him the question, what you watching?
Well, last night, finally, thank God, season 3 of Succession came along. So I've already watched last night's episode twice. That's what I'm watching and enjoying right now.
Well, maybe Aaron Sorkin isn't as verbose as an Aaron Sorkin character, but honestly, what else is left to say about Succession? Season 3 is finally underway with new episodes airing Sundays at 9 p.m. on HBO, and you can catch up on the series via streaming on HBO Max. And now, grab a rose and a glass of champagne, because it's time for our number one pick, The Bachelorette. 28-year-old school teacher Michelle Young begins her journey to find love tonight with a pool of 30 potential husbands, including a financial crimes analyst, a neuroscientist, 2 firefighters, and a self-described pizzapreneur. Hopefully, he won't be too cheesy. Also, a real estate developer named Joe looks awfully familiar to Michelle, and he's got some explaining to do when she figures out why. Then, the night's other major drama comes when hosts Caitlin Bristow and Tayshia Adams discover a folder full of bachelorette strategies in one suitor's suitcase. A reality TV contestant scheming to get more airtime? We're shocked. Shocked, I say. Here's a preview.
Michelle!
I'm ready to fall in love!
I'm a teacher, and class is officially in session.
Miss Young is looking for a husband.
Michelle!
I'm looking for my soulmate.
My best friend.
Someone who's going to change the world with me.
Michelle is this amazing, beautiful, strong black woman. She's so real and so stunning.
Oh my.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a one-in-a-billion girl.
Honestly, there's no drama quite like Bachelorette drama, is there? Michelle's journey gets underway tonight at 8 on ABC.
Trivia.
And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. Brandy made her Broadway debut in 2015 in what long-running musical? Chicago, The Phantom of the Opera, or Wicked? Let's skip the hints and all that jazz. The answer is Chicago. Brandy did a four-month run as Roxy Hart in 2015 and reprised the role several times in 2016 and 2017. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shana Naomi Crockmall.